Chapter 1. Shayla Calloway woke up in a sweat, her heart racing, her mind spinning with horrible and disturbing images. It took her a moment to remember that she wasn't in a remote village in northern Colombia, but in the San Francisco apartment she shared with another medical resident. She'd been home for 5 days, but she had yet to fully process what had happened. A persistent ring broke through the haze of her nightmare. She hoped it wasn't the hospital, asking her to come in and cover a shift. She wasn't ready to go back to work yet. Her hands needed to stop shaking first. She had 2 weeks before her next rotation started, and she hoped by then she'd be ready to return to the career she'd been pursuing for the past 10 years. But there was no familiar hospital number flashing across her phone, just the word, blocked. Adrenaline ran through her already hyper-aware body. She drew in a breath and told herself there was nothing to be afraid of. Grabbing the phone, she uttered a breathless, "Hello?
Shayla?"
The male voice crackling on the other end of the line belonged to Dr. Robert Becker, her friend, her mentor, and the brilliant doctor who had been missing since a trio of armed gunmen had broken into the Colombian clinic where they'd been working and killed 3 people, leaving a trail of injuries and trauma behind. Robert had not been one of the dead or the injured. He'd been unaccounted for, until now. Her hand tightened around the phone. "Robert, are you all right? Where are you?"
"I'm in trouble, Shayla. I need your help."
"What can I do?"
"I need you to go to my office and get the gift you gave me for my last birthday. You remember what that was, don't you?"
Her brows knit together at the unexpected request.
"You mean..." "Don't say it out loud,"
Robert said quickly.
"I don't know who's listening."
"What are you talking about?" she asked in confusion. "Who would be listening?"
"I can't explain right now. I need you to get the present and give it to my brother, Reed. Ask him to bring it to me on Sunday."
"Your brother? Isn't he in the army somewhere?"
"He's out now. He's living in San Francisco, and he might just be my only hope of getting out of this alive."
A shiver ran down her spine at his ominous words. "Why don't I talk to the police, to my brother-in-law, Max? He can help you with whatever trouble you're in."
"This is bigger than the local cops. You need to find Reed and tell him to meet me. Please, Shayla, you're the only one I can trust."
"All right," she said, hearing the agitation in his voice. "Where do you want him to go?" Robert hesitated.
"I want you to tell him something, Shayla, and you have to say it exactly this way. Are you ready?"
"Go ahead."
"It is not the mountain we conquer, but ourselves. Say it."
"It is not the mountain we conquer, but ourselves. What does that mean?"
"My brother will know. Tell him Sunday afternoon, 3:00.
"Sunday is 3 days from now."
"I'm not sure how long it will take me to get there, or for you to convince my brother to help me."
He paused.
"Has anyone spoken to you since you got back? Anyone from the State Department, the FBI, or any other agency?"
"Yes, I've been interviewed by both agencies, and there have been a lot of questions about you. Your ex-wife also came by to see me. Lisa is extremely worried about you. I didn't know what to tell her."
"Don't tell her anything. You can't talk to anyone but Reed. Promise me."
"All right. I promise."
"I'll explain everything when this is over. I have to go, Shayla."
"Wait. Where am I going to find your brother? Do you have his number?"
"No, but his best friend, Jared Stone, owns the Cadillac Lounge. He'll know where to find Reed. Don't tell anyone about this call but Reed. And don't remove the present from my office if anyone else is around. It needs to be done secretly. This is very important, Shayla. Don't let me down."
"All right." The connection broke just as she got the last word out. Her heart was still pounding against her chest as she set her phone down on the bed and glanced at the clock. It was almost 8 a.m., and early morning light filtered into the room. At least the sun was coming up. She didn't have to think about trying to force herself to go back to sleep for another few hours.